As you develop the bowing, you must develop the understanding. The awareness and the movement must harmonize and move as one. And that is sati. But initially, don't worry. Initially, you cannot get it right. Because most people are lost in thought. They think a lot. So what I did was, I already had some sati at that time. That's why when I did it, because of the faith and the understanding, it came very naturally. And I suddenly realized, just like anapanasati, the mindfulness just set in. My body and mind move as one. As I recite, Namo Ben Si Si Chia Moni Fo, my awareness was with the kaya and the recitation. That's why kaya nupasana. Yeah. So I did it until I realized the body and mind just move as one. No thought at all. Just, of course, initially that recitation is still there. Yeah. But after a while, you can do away with the recitation. Then it just go in and come out, go in and come out. Yeah. So have faith and just do. Then when the body and mind move as one, your sati will develop. Once the sati develop, you will understand what that sati is. No word involvement. No thought involvement. You continue to bow until the body and mind become one. Then you will understand what sati is. Sati is not the so-called commonly thought of. Yeah, a lot of people define sati or believe sati is that one that can know, that one that can perceive. And they think that is sati. That is not sati. The thought has come out. The moment you know is the thought noting. The moment you perceive, the thought has already come out. The mundane mind has already come out. Mindful or aware means that nature without words is one with the phenomena, like kaya nupasana. That's why the Buddha says standing aware means your awareness and the posture as one, no thought. Then walking aware, that movement and the awareness as one. Sitting aware, same, that movement, your awareness is with it. Then lying down also same, the whole movement. The awareness is with it. Yeah. Then after that, the four posture becomes stable. Then all the connecting movement from the four posture, how you from the sitting posture arise and do the standing, then walking, then how you at night or when you want to relax, you lie down and rest. All these four posture, they have their intermittent connecting movement.